Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, here we go. Okay. When we walk with Yahweh in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. When we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Yeshua but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, we won't obey the boss. And we blessed when we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Yeshua but to trust and obey. But we never can brew the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay for the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows. And for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Yeshua but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or walk, we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Yeshua but to trust and obey. Amen. Okay.
I was born in the Midwest, and into a very religious family, and we went to church and went to Sunday school, and my grandmother would always pray. She'd always pray with me. Yeah. Taught me the Ten Commandments. Continued on for a while. In the meantime, I was really sick. I had asthma, and I ended up in a Jewish hospital. Excuse me, but for the first time, I saw Brenda pass over with them. It meant a lot to me. Even though I didn't understand what was significant to me. But now I do. And I got put into various institutions for the mentally handicapped, and I just started to drinking, and this mainly drinking, and just looking at pornography, and had people praying for me. Finally, right back then, I asked Jesus to go into my heart, life was still hard, because, my father disowned me, and I had these really mediocre jobs. I worked with other handicapped people, which is hard enough. I'm trying to do my best, I was a janitor, and I tried to witness to these people and share the gospel when I could. I sowed seeds at least, and I don't know where they're at. Whatever happened to mom. That was in Denver, and I came home to Illinois, and I joined the church, and choir, and I was just a second tenor, back then, and I was like real good, some friends of mine, we had a house in Rockford, and we had to move to Tulsa, and we discovered the Hidden Roots Movement, and we just found out that Jesus' real name is Yeshua. I've been trying to find one as best as I can since. Then I found you guys. your brother Tom and you. So here I am. Hallelujah. Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Well, that was like, let's see, what else? Let's see. No, I just, yeah. Well, just basically, I just got sick of, sick of moving in and out of a suitcase and, here. I never had a family of my own. I never had kids. I never had a wife. But I got you. But I have you guys out there. Yeah, family. Yeah. So I'm blessed. Yeah. So yeah, that's it for now.